Limited precipitation will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through this week, and we are going to see bouts of cold weather for this time of the year. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We have temperatures this afternoon that are going to be very pleasant, with readings in the upper 70s and 80s, with the exception of the Missouri River Valley, where we will see some temperatures over 90 degrees, especially in South Dakota, but a large part of the western Dakotas and Montana will be seeing temperatures in the 90s today. But for most of our listening area, a really nice day. Tomorrow we will get a little bit warmer and most of us will see 80 degree readings, and there will be some 90s that will occur from the central part of North Dakota right through the heart of South Dakota. But that'll be the extent of it. We are going to see cooler air come back across the region on Wednesday and Thursday. Highs on Wednesday will be back mostly in the 80s. There will be a few upper 70s in North Dakota, but it's Thursday that it will be quite a bit nippier, with upper 60 and 70 degree readings likely in much of the region. There may still be a couple of lower 80 degree readings in the far south. On Friday, 60s will be common across the region with a few lower 70s, and we will see the temperature staying quite cool on Saturday as well, and then maybe we'll start to warm up again on Sunday. Nighttime lows are going to get downright nasty nippy for this time of the year. There will be some readings here over the next day or two with lows in the 60s. I think tomorrow morning that will be certainly the case, and on Wednesday too. But after that, it's downhill, and temperatures by the time we get to Friday and Saturday will be in the 40s, and it will not be surprising to see a few upper 30 degree readings during that time period. The cool air mass is a little bit unexpected. It started to show up in the forecast models over the weekend, and it looks like it's going to be fairly chilly across the region with a surface high pressure center centered over the western Great Lakes region when we get to Saturday morning. And fortunately, the high pressure system will not settle right on top of us, so we will miss out on the potential for getting temperatures cool enough to be a threat to some of our immature crops. We'll keep a close eye on this, though it looks like our temperatures will hold up above frost levels. Now, we do have a chance for some showers as the colder air comes in. The initial round of cooling will likely set off some showers on Wednesday going into Thursday. Now, these showers are going to be sporadic and mostly very light. I would be surprised to see anybody come in with more than about a quarter of an inch of rain in this situation, but there is some potential, I suppose, for some quarter to half inch amounts in a few spots across North Dakota. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.